right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I wanted to talk a little bit now about COVID. And, you know, it is amazing how, you know, 2 years later, we hear the term COVID and we don't shake in our boots. I remember well the first time you heard COVID-19, and all of us. And I remember, you know, that it was happening in China. And there was basically no fear for us in this country, because after all, we're Americans, right? Dun 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 dun. We're Americans. So because we're Americans, COVID's not going to affect us. We're the great America. And so when it started, you know, rolling. And I remember the first person that I knew that died from COVID. And he was a guy who I used to work with. And he was one of the first in Milwaukee that died from COVID. And I remember just the amazement that people had when they mentioned this guy who used to be a great athlete. He was overweight, but we had never known him to be really ill. And all of a sudden, people started talking about, hey, this guy just died. And then there were a couple other names of guys who used to be athletes. Same thing they had in common, overweight, and they died. And then the numbers just continued. And then people who weren't overweight died. And then people who you loved in your family, like my dad in a nursing home, died. Was exposed to COVID. You know, in the nursing home, I remember vividly that his roommate, when we got the news, he said, well, he died from COVID. His roommate was somewhere around 55, 60 years old. My dad was in his 90s. And then we got the news later that his other roommate died from COVID. And then just over and over and over again, this was repeated. And then we heard about New York, where they had freezer trucks packed outside of the funeral homes with bodies. And then it just got more and more frightening and alarming. And the attention of the American people was riveted on COVID. Because the fear was that it was going to impact and affect any and everybody, until they made the correlation between those who already had pre-existing conditions. That didn't happen overnight, and how COVID could ravish and expedite those who were, you know, already having these maladies to deal with, that COVID would come in and finish them off. And then I remember year two, and as people got even more information about COVID, we relaxed a little bit, and then Delta came. And Delta came, and the word was more dangerous even than the first COVID-19. And we were all terrified once again. Shut it down was the refrain. We've got to shut down government because this is such an insidious disease, and it is killing people with impunity. And we rushed to get our vaccines, those of us who hadn't had them for the most part. And we weathered that storm. And so we were all sitting back waiting because we were all led to believe that COVID basically would do its most destructive work during the cold periods of, you know, the seasons. And so we sat back and we made sure we had the mask, we had all those things, and all of us were waiting for the summer when we could get relief. We no longer had to wear a mask. We no longer had to get vaccinated. Or so we thought. And then COVID B5 is now upon us. And so it's another new chapter. But here's what most people don't know, because we aren't talking about it as much anymore. It's, you know, we're living life now. It's warm outside. We don't have time for that COVID stuff. Don't talk about that. I'm trying to have fun, you know, and here you are trying to rain on my parade. But the U.S. is stuck in a horrible plateau of COVID deaths. How many of you are aware that over 400 people a day in this country are dying from COVID? That's not, you know, a big deal anymore. I can assure you that before COVID, if we found out that 400 people a day were dying from something, and I'm sure in a nation as big as ours, there are probably that many people and more who are dying from heart attacks or from strokes or from any of the other cancers and maladies that set upon us in our walk with life. But COVID is something new. And so we don't want to think about it. We don't want to talk about it. But in July, more than 12,500 Americans died of COVID-19 this past July. 12,500 Americans died from COVID. I bet you didn't know that, right? So why are we not talking about it anymore? Why is it that you've got people now, especially, you know, Republicans on the right who say, I'm running for office and I'm not going to allow schools to ever be shut down again. I'm not going to, if you vote for me, there won't be mask wearing. Well, why is that something that a person running for office should be touting as one of their planks, if you elect me, this is what I'm going to do. You're not going to be wearing masks. I'm going to make sure that that's not mandatory anymore. Oh, so what happens then if you're at a point in time where, you know, the infectiousness of the disease and illness that we know is going to increase in these fall and winter months require that you wear a mask? How are we going to get people back into those things? And if the numbers are 12,500 a month now, when it's warm outside, it's safe to say that number could multiply 10 times. Are we still telling people there won't be masks again? Can we make those kinds of statements unilaterally? Never mind science, because that's what people want to hear? Is that what we are talking about? I mean, our people are so gullible. Well, I don't want my kids wearing masks. It affects them. Oh, it affects them. You know, they knew at a point in time after the research over the last couple of years that children could contract it and bring it to their grandparents. Grandparents were afraid to even have their grandchildren around, because they knew what the outcome of it could be. So how then is it okay to have people making statements that are going to impact and affect the lives of people that we're not going to wear masks anymore? I'm not ever going to shut down the schools anymore. If you vote for me, I'm going to make that happen. Even though that person doesn't have the power to do that. But I know that's what people want to hear. And so when people give you what you want to hear and not what you need to know, that's where the problems begin. You really need to know that there's not going to be a time in the immediate future that you're not going to be required to wear a mask at some point in time. That's what you need to know. You know, and not just that you want to hear that you're never going to have to wear them again. Got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to the phone lines and Chad from Greenfield. Hey, good morning, Chad. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, Earl, I just rediscovered you guys again. I heard you on the old station when it shut down, and it's nice to be on the station again and hear your show. But any candidate that says no more masking, no more mask requirements, no more mask in school, just about automatically has my votes. I mean, first of all, in schools, a lot of the schools that had no mask mandates, have you heard of any kids getting sick? Have you heard of any kids dying? No. Second of all, adults, I know a lot of teachers close up that teach even in Milwaukee public school system. These kids haven't been in school for 2 years. The grades are lower than ever. They even didn't do the standardized testing because they were embarrassed to find out what their scores would be. Their attention spans were gone, behavior issues. These kids have been more harmed being out of school than they would being in school with COVID. That doesn't even affect children. Their rates are over 99%. You're doing so much harm keeping them away. I know I was listening to Mr. Belling yesterday. He was reading an article from the New York Times or something where they were interviewing teachers from all over the country saying how terrible it has been for kids not being in school because of COVID, completely preventable, all the behavior issues, all the learning deficits. I'm thinking about businesses. The saloon on Calhoun, it's been around for 11 years. They finally have to close this month because of COVID. They can't do it anymore. friends of mine businesses lost because of COVID. I remember the old station, Earl. I called the devil's advocates. They were laughing at me because I was going to bars and stuff. And I said, you know what? If it wasn't for people like me, you wouldn't have sponsors because they had a lot of bar sponsors. And guess what? These bar sponsors, they closed down. And then the station had to close down because of all the shutdowns. It's unnecessary. People should have the right to decide. Everyone's talking about my body, my choice nowadays with abortion. Let people decide if they want to go out. Let people decide if they want to wear a mask. I mean, it's ridiculous. The harm that's been done with this COVID, with this masking, has been way more harmful than good. It's just proven.
So let me ask you a question, Chad.
Yeah.
Are you a scientist?
I don't know if you are either.
You know, here's what I am.
Okay, I'm not a scientist, but okay, I'm a realist. Okay, I know what's going on.
So if you're a realist,
all you have to do is open your eyes.
Well, over a million people have died. Open your eyes, okay?
Well,
from
Earl,
COVID. So wait a minute. So the amount of people who have died from COVID over the last 2 years. Has been frightening, and they know at the root of it was COVID, and there are people like you who minimize that and who throw all of that away because you talk about business.
I talk about children. I talk about schools. No. I talk to Earl. These COVID numbers have been falsely reported. You could go to a hospital with a heart attack, and if you had traces of COVID, they recorded it as a COVID death because the hospitals were making more money. Lots of people know that million number is not even legitimate, but these businesses that have been lost are legitimate. These children who are behind, behavior issues, social issues, that's all legitimate. That's all documented. Huge businesses, people out of work, that's documented, Earl. How long are we going to do this? Forever? You think COVID's going to go away permanently?
Are we
going to keep on losing businesses? This station, Earl, got shut down because of COVID. The sponsors couldn't be in business anymore. So the station shut down.
So let me say
it's true.
Hey, Chad, here you are, somebody on the outside. I worked there. I was on the radio station. You are making absolute declarations on why the radio station went out of business. You couldn't be further from the truth. But if people
didn't... No, it's true, because they even said on the air, they didn't have sponsors.
Listen, let me finish.
They didn't have sponsors.
Let me finish my point, sir. You know, it's the Earl Ingram show. I'm allowing you to have a conversation. I didn't interrupt you. So here you are making absolute declarations about things you know nothing about. When you start talking about why the radio station shut down, if I really didn't know any better and I was somebody listening to Chad, I would think that you knew what you were talking about. You don't. And so...
Why did it shut down?
Listen, man.
They even said on the last show they ran out of sponsors, Earl. I was the last caller on the Devil's Advocate, and I said, I told you so. I said, you had bars that are sponsoring, that coin bar or whatever. That bar was shut down because of these policies, and then they couldn't advertise.
Hey, Chad.
Why did the station shut down then?
Chad, you don't know what you're talking about. Number one, the amount of bars that were helping to support the station could not support the financial burden of the station, and it had nothing to do with COVID. But yet you come on the station and speak in absolute terms, and this is what's wrong in the society. And this is what's wrong when people come on radio stations and other places and talk in absolute terms about something they know nothing about. So you are telling you are telling people that what took place with people wearing masks did not serve any purpose. As a matter of fact, it impacted and affected businesses, and it caused people to lose businesses. And because they shut down things, they shut things down until they were able to get a grip on what was happening with people dying like flies. And so there were people dying like flies, and they did the right thing. And so people like you who are making statements unfounded that you can't corroborate or back up. Well, the schools and what happened. Yes, that certainly impacted children being out of school for those 2 years, impacted them in a major way, shape, or form. But understand what was taking place at the time. They were not.
But how many children have died from the COVID? None. No, the schools that were open, Earl. No one. There has been not one death.
Hey, Chad.
And look at the mental health issues, Earl.
Chad.
The mental health.
Hey, Chad. Here's the reason. Yeah. Nobody ever said that children were going to be themselves dying from COVID. Children were the carriers of COVID that they carried to their elder grandparents and parents and caused them to contract COVID. So you should get your information correct.
How do you have any fact of that? How do you have any proof of that? That's speculation. Are you a scientist?
Thank you very much for the call, man. This is what is at the root of what's wrong in this society. He comes on because of things that he's heard on conservative talk radio and regurgitates that and talks as if it's absolutism when it's not. And if you didn't know any better, you would think that he knew what the hell he's talking about. He doesn't. You know, and to say that we don't need masks anymore, or we don't need this, or we don't need that, is ridiculous. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It really is amazing to me that in the face of, you know, what has happened with COVID, that there are people who still want to deny it and act as if, you know, what took place was an aberration, and that we're past it. And so, you know, well, you know, it costs businesses, it costs this, it costs that, it's real. And just because there are people who think that it's not and choose not to take it seriously, there are more than enough people in this country who do, and thank God for that. But for those others, you know, you're never going to convince them that this is real. What do you do? Nearly 92% of Americans over 65 are fully vaccinated, and about 70% have received at least one booster. Those people you're not going to convince that this is not real. And so they're going to do whatever they can to, protect themselves. And it's not about you yourself. It's about the others. You know, it's about the fact that then you don't then spread that disease to other people. That's what's at the root of vaccinations. Not the fact that you yourself aren't going to contract COVID, but you'll do everything within your power not to spread it to somebody else. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's bring CJ. CJ, what's going on, man?
Thank you for taking my call, Earl. Even though you and I don't always see eye to eye, you are willing to take my call, and I do appreciate
that. Why would I, unlike conservative talk radio, you know, that you defend, We have and give opposing views the opportunity. There are times if you tried to call conservative talk radio, you couldn't get on, and you certainly couldn't get on for the extended periods of time that we give you. I know that.
Well, there's a lot of your hosts now that won't take my call anymore, Earl.
Well, listen, so then that makes it equal and even to conservative hosts who won't take people's calls at all. But go ahead.
Well, I've listened to conservative shows where
they will not.
Progressives go to the front of the line. And I used to go to the front of the line,
CJ.
I don't so much anymore.
Hey, CJ, hold on. Let me respond to that. Well, number one, I used to go to the front of the line when I would call conservatives Charlie Sykes, Mark Billing, Jay Weber, Vicky McKenna, always, because they knew that what I had to say was an opposing view that had some validity to it. But today, conservative talk radio rarely, if ever, takes a phone call, because what they do is dictate to listeners. They don't want to take the opinions of their listeners because they give them what they want them to hear. Go ahead.
Well, you took Chad's call, and I think people have taken it seriously, but it hasn't worked because you got a president now who's been vaccinated twice, boosted twice, and he's caught it twice. So people that are...
He didn't die from it, man.
Themselves.
Hey, CJ, he didn't die from it. At his advanced age...
You know what he said, though, Earl? Play the tape where he said, you get vaccinated, you'll never catch it. So,
CJ, whatever he said...
That's a fact, Earl.
So if he said it, that's not the way it is. As somebody who's
exactly.
been vaccinated, so as somebody, I'm not going to let you put out false information. As somebody who's been vaccinated,
the president, Earl,
CJ, I don't care if Joe Biden made a mistake and said that, but as somebody who's listened to this for over 2 years, and has been and is vaccinated, I've heard them say that it doesn't guarantee that you won't get it. It means that you won't be as sick, and it means that you won't wind up in a hospital somewhere on a ventilator. That's what it does.
Odds are, if you're young and healthy, under 65, it's not going to kill you.
Hey, CJ,
got over it.
You aren't young and healthy. Have you been vaccinated?
Yeah.
Then what are you talking about, man?
Last weekend.
Well, then
I caught it last weekend.
Okay, so have I.
A little left.
So have I. I've been vaccinated, and I've caught COVID.
What's the problem, then, Earl?
The problem.
This has hurt our kids, Earl. Chad's right. This has hurt our kids, and it's hurt business.
Listen, man.
And
you just
berating him. You berating him for telling you facts. Your party's the one that paid people to stay home. Couldn't get people back to work.
What part of the fact that children were carriers of the virus early on and they were protecting the families, the elders, the grandparents of the children? That's what it was.
The grandparents of those children should mask up. And you shouldn't force kids to stay home. That's where we found out about the curriculums that schools were teaching these kids. They can't read or write or do arithmetic, but they got to learn to hate their partner or their neighbor of the skin color.
Listen, man.
You want to deny what we found out as parents really speaks loudly, Earl.
Hey, CJ.
CJ,
let me say this to you. As somebody who's been in the schools the last 12 years, me, that's who you're talking to. You haven't been in the school. You don't know what the hell
what
you're
you
talking
know?
About.
How do
okay,
you know,
because I've been there.
Because you don't know. Don't state of fact you don't know. I've been in the school.
Okay.
I volunteered.
Okay, so CJ, you've been in the schools and you've heard them talk about CTR.
Yeah.
You've heard them talk about.
You've talked about.
Listen, man, this is why, you know, it bothers me.
Your party teach kids to hate police, Earl. I've seen them teach to hate police. They had them in the school system in Madison. They were doing a great job. They were creating friendships and unions and respect, and they drove them out.
Hey, CJ. CJ, listen, man, you're not going to be able to overtalk me because I'll just cut you off. You need to understand.
You
need to understand that you are a guest on the show. You're not the host. And so you don't control the time. So I'm giving you your facts on it. Let me do this. Let me bring somebody else on. Let's bring Bob on. Hey Bob, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
You're terrific, Earl. How are you?
All right. So what do you want to say to a guy like CJ?
Well, gosh, golly gee whiz, needs to be more aware of what life really is and how we do it. And the reason I called today, Earl, is I have just learned that I caught COVID-19. And I'm in the car, and I'm driving to my pharmacy to pick up Paxlovid that had been prescribed by my doctor. And I'm on the path to recovery.
Have you been vaccinated?
I've been vaccinated twice, boosted twice. And I've been monitoring because I work in festivals and fairs,
right,
and shows like that. I've been monitoring my. I've been getting tested regularly.
So what do you say to a guy like CJ, who fails to understand the impact and why? And why the nation is doing everything within its power to prevent what happened over the last 2 years, an epidemic that he minimizes, and others like him, and all those people who have died from COVID, and he acts as if it's no big deal. Well, you know, the businesses got affected, and the scientific evidence that's there.
Well, Earl, it is a big deal, and the health of the individuals is very important to this nation. The strength of a nation, country, is determined in part by the size and strength of the population. And when we enhance the population to be strong and healthy, we enhance the nation.
Hey, Bob.
So we take care of the least among us. We raise up all of us.
Hey, Bob. Wish you a speedy recovery. I've had it. I've overcome it. And I'll probably have it again. But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, we need to be more careful. And I was at the two county fairs that I was at this last week. I would have been much happier if they had some screening, some form of screening going on the way into the park. That would have knocked things back a little bit.
Well, for people to act as if this is over, Bob, it's what's at the root of it. Their ignorance with this missing it, right? As if this is over, because that's how they feel. Bob, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Lynn from Wakanda, Milwaukee. Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
And haven't had COVID, knock on wood, but I'm a police officer's widow, and he became a card-carrying Democrat a long time ago. And I just wanted to let you know that my son had a 52-year-old client, good health. Wife is an RN, daughter is a pediatrician. He caught COVID recovered from COVID, but died of a pulmonary embolism caused from long-term effects of COVID. I met a teacher's aide in the swimming pool yesterday, and she has a congenital heart disease and caught COVID from the school children twice. So, and I Googled the CDC data, and there are approximately 800 children between the ages of 5 and 18 who caught COVID and died, and there are several hundred under the age of 5 that died from COVID. So it is a disease that affects everyone.
And so what... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I wanted to refute CJ's claims that kids don't die from COVID. They do.
You know, Lynn, I really appreciate it because the ignorance that you keep hearing people spew, you know, about all of this, it's what's going to cause us to go into another horrific winter. And people die unnecessarily because of ignorance now, because of people who repeat what they've heard somewhere else and speak again in these terms like CJ and Chad, that they know absolutely what is going on and that we shouldn't ever, children shouldn't wear masks because it causes all these kinds of troubles. You know, I wore a mask. I'm going back to mass when it's time to go back to mass, Lynn, because as you stated, and as what they are predicting again, and as I just read, 1,250 people died. 12,500 people died of COVID last month in this country. What are they talking about, Lynn?
Well, also with the CDC numbers, I believe a lot probably are undercounted,
yes,
deaths because they are undetected or they pass at home. It's a dangerous virus.
Yes, it is, and we should take it seriously. And
I noticed people in Costco a couple days ago are starting to mask up again. All their employees are wearing masks.
Yes. And nobody's doing this, Lynn, because they want somebody to go out of business, right? That's not what's at the root of protection and preparing, you know, the state and the country to protect itself, our nation, here's the truth of it, Lynn. Our nation leads the world in COVID deaths. We only make up 4% of the global population. Yet more people died in America from COVID than the rest of the 96% of the global population. Shouldn't that tell you something, Lynn?
Yes, we should mask up.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you, Earl.
Hey,
totally.
Hey, Lynn, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Yeah,
and I missed you at Hawks last night.
Okay, well, I'll be around.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Let's go back to CJ. Go ahead,
yeah,
CJ.
Thank you, Earl. Well, first off, I never said no. There wasn't any kids that died.
Well, yes, you did, man.
They probably had a.
Yes, you did.
Probably had an existing condition.
That, what do you mean? Because, probably had. She just read the statistics from the CDC.
It's well known, healthy kids don't die from it. 99.999999% do not die from it. But it's hurt our economy. It's hurt our kids from not going to school.
Hey, CJ.
I'm not saying never.
The economy is stronger. The economy is stronger than it's ever been. That's another lie.
What do you mean the economy? Yeah, right. That's a myth, and you know it, Earl. People are suffering. The mere fact that they brought most of the people back to work in record time doesn't solve our economy. So
I don't know what facts you're speaking of, but this has hurt our kids. 99.9% are still able to, should be able to go to school. Teachers maybe should mask up, but the kids should not have to. They should be in school learning to read, write.
Let me say this to you. Let me say this to you, man. You claim you've been in the schools. Okay. So I was in the schools while the kids were masked up. Okay. And I didn't see one child during the time I was in the schools during COVID say, hey, I want to pull this mask off. I'm telling you, in the school where I was, no kid, they wore their mask. Wait a minute, I'm speaking. And I didn't see one child not want to have the mask on. They were fine with it. So the children wearing the mask did not push back against the mask. It was their parents.
Dang right.
Why?
Because it doesn't affect them. Read the science. Listen, they say follow the science, Earl. They have it. Remember, the vaccines was going to stop this. Remember, the booster was going to stop this. You still caught it, didn't you, Earl?
Man, yeah. Listen, man.
And so did the president.
Listen, I'm trying. I'm really trying, but it's an unfair. It's
symptoms.
You know what? You know, there's such a thing as an unfair fight. You know, they don't put a featherweight in boxing or a strawweight, which is about 105 pound boxer. They don't put them up against a heavyweight or super heavyweight.
And so
your conversation is like a strawweight up against a super heavyweight. Because
really? Well, you can't defend your facts. You're the super heavyweight.
Hey, CJ.
You're not defending them.
Hey, CJ.
You know it.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. I tried. You know, ignorance is bliss. And when you point out things like children wearing masks and the fact that people like CJ want to argue against children wearing masks and talking about how they impacted the children and all of these things negatively, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And he's going to defend it to the end. Because I don't believe he's been in the schools. As a matter of fact, I don't know it to be a fact. But I know where I was the last 12 years. In the schools working with young people. I know he wasn't. So, you know, he can make statements. And Chad and against, you know, the statements that were made by Lynn. And others who pointed out the real issues, the real problems, the real life situations from people she knew, as well as myself pointing out all of the people that I knew that died from COVID. And those numbers were in the 20s that me personally, I, Earl Ingram, knew that died of COVID. At least 20, maybe more, died from COVID. And yet to hear the insanity and the foolishness that is echoed over these airways by people who call here and speak like they know what they're talking about. They've listened to, their puppet masters. And they're nothing more than the puppets. The puppet masters are the ones that they listen to and put the words in their mouths. And they can't resist because there's somebody else pulling their strings. And that's the inherent danger of not being able to be free and to be willing to read for yourself. You know, reading is fundamental. And the fact that you have an opportunity to read and learn for yourself and not allow others to put words in your mouth, CJ and Chad and others like you. All right. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.